Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with Cy Snead, right-handed pitcher in the Astros organization. We've got a chance to pitch today, and Cy, nice job today. You did a nice job out there. How are you feeling so far out there on the mound?
I feel pretty good. Working on a few things and just trying to tidy a few things up, get ready for the season. So, I've been working with a lot of the pitching coaches and staff, and trying to get a game plan kind of going forward, what I need to work on to get to that next level.
And it's a little tougher for you to get ready for spring training. Come down here in Florida from where you live in the offseason. Tell the folks about that.
Yeah, so my wife's from Kenai, Alaska, and that's where we spent last offseason. So, it is definitely a little bit of a challenge to get ready throwing-wise and stuff. You don't have the warmest of weather all the time, so it comes down to just trying to make it work and throwing a lot inside and stuff and just trying to get ready up there.
Tell me about some of the wild animals you see out there. You see moose running around out there?
Oh yeah, I mean there's moose. On any given day I see anywhere from 2 to 8 moose,
really?
Driving around.
Is that plural for moose? It's not meese?
No, I don't believe it's moosin or meese or anything. I believe it's just moose. But a lot of times in the mornings there'd be some in our yard and stuff. So but they're all over and they're big old animals.
And ice fishing, I would imagine.
I didn't ice fish too much last year, but there's all kinds of stuff. You can hunt, you can fish, you get out just a little ways and you're pretty much in the middle of nowhere and it's pretty awesome.
There you go. Cy, what's the next step you need to make to become a major leaguer?
I think that I just need to command my off speed a little bit more and have a little better breaking ball, probably. Okay. And that's one of the things I've really been working on developing. I think if I can do that, coupled with, my fastball and be able to move that around, I think if you can do that, I can be successful. So, at that point, it's just, putting it all together and having a game plan and executing and really, that's what it comes down to. A lot of guys have the stuff to do it, and it's just who can execute the pitch.
There you go. That's Cy Snead. Thanks for catching up.
Thank you.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And you're at the point in spring training where there's still a lot of excitement. You haven't gotten to the point where it's middle of spring and games starting to drag and what have you. But it seems like a pretty good group that you have here so far.
Yeah, it's a fun group. We've got a nice calm personality, but we also have a little bit of edge to us, which is nice. Fun clubhouse. The guys are getting their work in. They're just getting underway. Some guys haven't even made their first appearance yet. So it's really early. But from a team building standpoint, I like where we're at when it comes to how comfortable everybody is coming to the clubhouse. And we start the day off with a nice morning meeting that leads to some good work.
Clubhouse chemistry is always a tricky thing. You can try and improve it, but there are only so many things you can do sometimes. Was that something you guys looked at when you were trying to put together this year's team and figuring out who you're going to bring in?
Yeah, the personalities have to match up a little bit. Obviously, the number one criteria is to be a good player. So we want Beltran and Reddick and McCann and Aoki, Morton, these guys to be really good players. But the next layer is checking into how they blend into the rest of the group. What we're comfortable with is our best players don't have a chip on their shoulder. They don't have arrogance. They don't have egos. They're hard workers. They're attention to detail. And we brought in guys that are going to supplement that.
When you talk about Carlos Beltran, you were teammates with him with the Royals in the early 2000s when you were a catcher over there. What are some of the things that you still see in Beltran now that you saw then, and what has changed?
Yeah, just a student of the game. He's been a student of the game since he was in his early 20s. Now he's in his late 30s and approaching 40, and it's continued. He's got so much information. He's so prepared. His work ethic's good. He's learned how to maintain his body at his age where he gets the most out of himself. So I love his mind. I love his presence and his calm demeanor that rubs off on the rest of our team.
Chris Devinsky started yesterday. He's being stretched out, at least at this point, in camp. I know there's the big debate. Was really good out of the bullpen last year. Has been a starter throughout most of his minor league career. Did make some starts at the big league level last year. Where do you sit right now as to Devinsky's role? Does some of it just depend on how things shake out?
Yeah, we'll see how the rest of our rotation goes. We need to make sure he's a viable option, either if we need some help because of health or because he's one of the best options. So right now we're going to get him a couple starts early and then have to make a decision about mid-camp whether or not we're going to shift him back to the bullpen or whether he's factoring into the rotation competition. But one thing I know, he's on our team. We like how he throws. He's prepared. He's physically fit. Had a tough day yesterday, but as with most of these first-time outings, it's not a big deal. We're going to move on to the next one.
Brad Peacock pitching today. This is his second appearance. You're starting to see guys make their second appearances now that are fighting for jobs in the rotation. What are you hoping to see second time through in terms of pitch count, innings, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we'd like to get him through three innings, and hopefully he continues this advancement with his slider. You know, his breaking ball is his big key. He's got a nice fastball. He's got a really good breaking ball when he's right. He's got to locate it well. He's got to be able to sequence it correctly and utilize that against some left-handed hitters as well. So there's some specific goals that every pitcher is going to have this next time around to try to incorporate while maintaining the edge of competition so that we get the most out of the time that he has on the field because it's a little limited.
Charlie Morton's pitching tomorrow. It's going to be his first appearance this spring. He only made four starts last year with a hamstring injury. He's had injury problems in his career. When he's been healthy, he certainly pitched very well. What do you think is going to be the key to try and keep him healthy this year?
Really just getting him on a program that maxes out his availability on the field. You know, we're going to cater it to his needs. We're going to take care of his body. He's going to do a lot of his conditioning inside or on the Alter-G treadmill. Because when he's on the field, he's very electric. He's got very good stuff. His ball moves all over the place. He plays to a really good defense. So I think getting him on the field and having him stay on the field is a big key.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
And welcome back to the postgame show. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with Juan Centeno, today's catcher. And Juan, another good showing for you. You're looking good here in camp. What's your idea? What do you want to do to impress the coaching staff in this organization?
You know, I've been working a lot on this offseason. I'm working a lot on my defense. Mm-hmm. I just want to have a good defense, good throwing to the bases, and get good with the pitchers, you know. Get to know my pitching staff. It's new, but we got a lot of good arms, so it's going to be easier for me. But yeah, I just want to work on my defense, showing them I can play a good defense, and I can swing the bat a little bit.
You can swing the bat more than just a little bit. You've been swinging the bat pretty well here lately, and throughout your professional career, has that always been your strong suit, is your offense?
Nope.
Really?
When I signed, my defense was my strong part, but then I got used to the pitching, and my bat being a lot better.
Tell me about when you look for a way to get better defensively or even to throw better or to get the ball down to second base quicker. How does a guy that's been in professional ball for 6 or 7 years find little ways to get better still?
You know, always it's a good day to learn something. I'm always, hear guys, older guys like McCann and Gary Stuck. I try to get everything I can, you know, that is going to help me.
Just learn from those guys?
I want to get a career like the one they have, you know?
Yeah.
And, just try and be positive every day and learn something every day.
There you go. That's catcher Juan Centeno having a great spring training right now. Thanks for catching up.
Thank you.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We're live from Duffy's Sports Grill for the very first time down in West Palm Beach.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show with your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
And our special guest this evening is George Springer.
Jeff Bagwell, it's a lot of fun. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Sparky. It's great to be here.
Astroline, exclusively on the Houston Astros Radio Network.